While everybody's in a good mood, let's start Hebrew class in chapter 13, page 121. We are up to exercise number 5. And the purpose of exercise number 5 is to read and translate each sentence, which is a positive statement in each sentence, and to make them negative. Remember, there are two ways to make a sentence negative. If there is a verb, you put lo before it. What does lo mean? No or not. And if it's a noun sentence, you don't put in a lo before the verb because there isn't a verb. So instead you use the old ain, because there ain't no verb. Okay? So let's start with number 5, line 1. Exercise 5, line 1, which says, echo me please, echtov, la'eshet, habayit, v'hi, tichtov, la'adon, hamakom. First student who would like to participate tonight, what does that mean? What is echtov? What does the aleph mean of echtov?
I will.
And it's imperfect. I will. And what is katav?
Write.
So what does it all mean?
I will write.
I will write.
To the wife.
To the, I would say the woman in this case, because it's a word pair.
Of the house.
Of the house.
And she.
And she.
Will write.
Will write.
To.
To.
The Lord.
The Lord.
Of the place.
Of the place. Excellent. Excellent. Now, student next to her who wants to participate, how do you make that negative? Instead of echtov, I will write, how do you make it I will not write?
I would put lo echtov.
I would put lo echtov as well. And then in the second half of the sentence, instead of he tichtov, how do you make it negative?
You put lo
tichtov. That's exactly correct. And student next to him, what does the sentence then mean?
I will not write to.
I will not write
to the woman of the house.
To the woman of the house.
And she will not write.
And she will not write
to the master of the place.
To the master of the place. Absolutely correct. Everybody good with number 1? I see people checking their notes to make sure their notes are good. Okay. Sentence number 2. Echo me, please. Says, Alinu. Yerushalamo. Va'az. Ra'inu. Et. Kohene. Ha'ir. Yeah, I saw some of you guys looking at Yerushalamo. How come that last syllable is pronounced mo?
Yeah,
it's got the two dots, the shiva next to the kamates, so it's called a chataf kamates. It makes an O sound. So let's read number 2 again, just because it's fun. Alinu. Yerushalamo. Va'az. Ra'inu. Et. Kohene. Ha'ir. Student all the way down at this end. What does that sentence mean? Alinu.
We went up.
We went up.
Toward Jerusalem.
Toward Jerusalem. That's what that O at the end was, toward Jerusalem.
And then. We saw. The priest.
The priests of.
The city.
Very good. Now, next student who wants to participate. We're back to you, I think. Instead of Alinu, we went up. How do you say we did not go up?
Lo
Alinu. And after the Va'az, instead of Ra'inu?
Lo Ra'inu.
Lo Ra'inu. Sure. Is this seeming hard yet?
No.
Then let's try number 3. Except, student in the middle, trying not to be noticed. With the lows in it, what does it mean?
Oh, what does it mean with the...
Okay. With the lows in it.
We did not go up.
We did not go up.
Toward Jerusalem.
Toward Jerusalem.
And then we did not...
And then we did not...
See the priest of the city.
See the priests of the city. Excellent. Number three, echo me please. Yesh.
Yesh.
Ruach.
Ruach.
Bashamayim.
Bashamayim.
Balila.
Balila.
Va'esh.
Va'esh.
Did that sound right? Va'esh.
Yes.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Bashamayim.
Bashamayim.
Bayom.
Bayom.
Let's read that one again just to make sure we got it right. Yesh.
Yesh.
Ruach.
Ruach.
Bashamayim.
Bashamayim.
Balila.
Balila.
Vayesh. Shalom.
Bashamayim.
Bayom.
Bayom.
So what does that sentence mean?
There was wind in the heavens in the night.
There was wind in the heavens in the night.
And there was peace in the heavens in the day.
And there was peace in the heavens in the day. So these are noun sentences, right? Because where are the verbs?
They're not there.
They're not there. So,
no, I'm not.
Yes. So student on the end, otherwise known as my wife, how do you make these sentences negative?
With ain.
With ain. So do it. Read it for me, please.
Ain.
What?
Ain. Yesh.
No, not ain. Yesh. Yesh is there is, ain is there are not.
Oh, so simply ain ruach?
Ain ruach.
Bashamayim.
Bashamayim.
Balila.
Balila.
Ba'ain.
Ba'ain.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Bashamayim.
Bashamayim.
Bayom.
Bayom. That's exactly right. The yesh gets replaced by ain, which negates it. So, student over here... How does the sentence now read?
There is no wind.
There is no wind.
In the heavens.
In the heavens.
And in the night.
In the night.
And there is.
And there is no
peace.
Peace.
In the heavens.
In the heavens.
Today.
Today.
In the day.
In the day. Hayom can be translated the day or today. So. Number four, let us read it together. Asinu
et
halechem mehazera
asher
matzanu
al
ha'adama.
Ha'adama.
Let's do that again. Asinu
et
halechem mehazera
Asher
Matsanu
Al
Ha'adama.
Ha'adama.
Student in the middle, what does that sentence mean?
That sentence means
we made
the bread
from the seed
which we found
on the ground. Excellent. Student to his right. How do we negate that sentence?
We put low in front of the verbs.
So if you'd read it with the lows.
Lo asinu.
Lo asinu.
Et halechem.
Et halechem.
Me hazera.
Asher.
Lo matzanu.
Al.
Ha'adama.
Student at the end. What does that sentence mean as it's negated?
We did not make
the bread
from the seed
which we did not find
on the ground.
Doesn't make quite as much sense when you negate both verbs, but it's not meant to be good English. a nicely written poem. I don't know. Number five. Let's just go on. Ohel. Avraham.
Ode.
Bamidbar. Oh, this one's a little tougher. So let's read that again. Ohel.
Avraham.
Ode.
Bamidbar.
So student over here that I'm looking at now. What does that mean in English?
The tent of Abraham.
The tent of, where does the come from? The
Abraham
tent of
Abraham is, proper noun.
It's a proper noun, and therefore, therefore it's the last word of a word pair is definite, and the whole word pair is definite. So he writes, the tent of Abraham.
Is?
Still?
In the desert.
In the desert. Correct. Now, student to her right, how do we make that sentence negative?
I believe I used ain.
Ain, and where did you put the ain?
Before the ode.
And that is correct, before the ode. So read me the sentence, if you would please, as you modified it.
Ohel Avraham.
Ohel Avraham.
Ain.
Ode.
Bamidbar.
Bamidbar. There are a lot of Hebrew songs that have ain ode in them. And now you know why they have a note in them. So, student to his right, how would you translate that sentence with the a note in it?
The tent of Abraham.
The tent of Abraham
is not still
in the desert. Excellent. Number six, echo me please. Rosh.
Rosh.
Ha'am.
Yishmor.
Et. HaTorah, B'chol, Hayamim, U'chol, Halelot. Student on the end, what does that sentence mean?
The head of the people.
The head of the people.
Will guard.
The Torah.
Every day and every night.
Okay, that's an acceptable translation. Student number whatever. How do you negate that sentence? With a low in front of Yishmor. That is correct. And student to her right, how would you translate the sentence then?
It becomes the leader of the people.
The leader of the people.
Will not guard. The Torah. In all of the days.
And in all of the nights. Somebody's phone just went yin yang. Now we can go on. We're up to number six. There we go. Yay! Read the Hebrew sentence and translate. Then translate the following English sentences using the Hebrew as a guide. So, echo me please on the Hebrew. It says, Halachnu Mimitzrayim Balaila Uvayom Avarnu Yama Amadnu Lifnei Hahar Va'az Shemanu Et Divrei HaTorah Min Hashemayim. Va'ele Divrei Mishpat Va'shalom Le'olam. All righty. We may as well start over here because I've lost track. What does that sentence mean? Go to the first comma. If you would, please.
We went. From Egypt. In the night.
Her, pick up at the next...
Go to the next comma.
That's it.
And in the day...
We crossed over...
Toward the sea.
There's that yama, the aht of direction. Till the next comma.
We stood.
Before or in front of the mountain.
And then.
We heard.
The words of the Torah.
Where's
the comma?
I don't know.
I think it's a period.
From the heavens.
From the heavens. That's enough. Next person.
And,
let's see. And?
We will.
Ayla.
I will.
No, for Ayla, in these.
Ayla, right. In these words of.
In these words of.
Let's see.
Mishpat. Shaphat is judge.
Judgment.
Mishpat. So in these words of judgment.
And peace. Forever.
And peace forever. We got to put a verb in there somewhere.
Peace is forever, will be forever.
Okay, good enough.
On the part where it says, Hamish,
where it says, Divrei Hamishpat?
Yeah.
Except there's no ha. Divrei Mishpat. Go ahead.
The Ela Divrei. Could you put a were in there? These were words?
Yes, you can say, and these were words of judgment and peace forever. There's not any rule about where you stick the verb in. Just has got to go in there somewhere. Is that a bad thing?
I just didn't put a verb in.
I put two in.
Can I borrow one?
Can you borrow one? Sure, just loan him one.
I put him in parentheses.
All righty. So using that sentence as a guide, letter A says, they went from Egypt in the night. So how do you say they?
Her they.
I'm sorry.
The one next to her.
Hema.
Hema went.
Hachu
from Egypt.
Mimitzrayim
in the night. Balila. Correct. Everybody got that?
I just didn't put the they. I just did the they verb.
Yeah, you can do that. Letter B. You, plural, meaning y'all, crossed over toward the sea. So, Becky.
Okay.
Atem. Avartem. That's crossed over toward the sea.
Yama,
correct. Like your mama, almost, but just Yama. Okay, letter C. Are we ready, Miss Sharon?
Yes.
Then we stood before the mountain. What's then?
Oz,
we stood.
Oh, I got the wrong word. Amadnu.
Mm-hmm. Before?
Leafnay,
the mountain. Hahar, correct. Are you ready to participate?
That one, sure.
If we do that one over again. Okay. Letter D. They heard the words of the Torah from the heavens. So they.
Haim.
Heard.
Sham'u.
Sham'u.
Et.
Divrei.
Hatorah,
from the heavens.
Mean?
Hashemayim. That's correct. After Sham'u, you put in an et. Would you tell us why you put a direct object marker in et? You're correct, but why?
Because I think it was in the thingy up here.
Because it was in the thingy up there. Okay, fair enough. So because it was the words of the Torah, meaning it was direct object.
And it's a subject.
Uh-huh. Since it was definite, you put an et in. That's correct. Letter E. These were words of justice and peace forever, Miss Karen. These.
Ayla.
Were.
Hayu.
Words of judgment or justice.
Divrei Mishpat.
And peace.
Vashalom.
Forever.
La'olam.
Beautiful. Becky. F. The words of the Torah are from the heavens. The words of the Torah.
Divrei
HaTorah. Are.
Mean.
From is mean.
Hashemayim.
So that's right. There is no word for are. It's simply implied. It's a noun sentence. Is, am, and are not in biblical Hebrew. So everybody who stands up and says, the name of God is I am that I am, need to think about the fact that there is no word for am. Okay. That would simply be ani asher ani. And that's not what the Bible says. Letter G, the words of justice are forever. Remember, judgment and justice is the same word, mishpat. Mm-hmm. So letter G, the words of justice are forever. How do we say the words of justice?
Divrei mishpat.
Divrei mishpat. Are, taint one, forever.
Le'olam.
That is correct. Letter H, in the night and in the day, we crossed over toward the sea. How about in the night?
Balayla.
And in the day?
Uvayom.
Correct. We crossed over.
Avarnu.
Toward the sea.
Yam'ah.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
I have one quickie question.
You have a question? Quickie question. Go ahead. Letter G.
I put divrei hamishpat. Is that okay?
You put divrei hamishpat. That is correct.
Okay.
Did we say something else?
I didn't put a ha there.
Had a ha there.
I didn't put a ha there.
You did? I thought you did.
I'm sorry.
Sure.
Tattletale.
Just lost 2 points. I'll make it up to you.
Because it's the words of justice. You are correct. The ha goes before where?
Mishpat.
Because it's a word pair, and if the last word of a word pair is definite, the whole word pair is definite. You are correct.
I'm verbalist.
This one I have to write down.
Number 7. Translate the following noun sentences. Then rewrite them in the perfect and imperfect using haya. If necessary, change ain to lo. Use ain for a noun sentence. Use lo if there's a verb. So that's why they say you may have to change ain to lo. Number 1, if you just echo me, please, first. Ene.
Ben.
Hamelech.
All.
Benot.
Hot
ear. Whoever's next, what does that sentence mean?
Down there somewhere.
The eyes of the son of the king.
The eyes of the son of the king.
Are upon
the daughters
of the city.
Of the city. Excellent. Now, Becky, make it perfect tense.
Ain.
One more time.
I'm sorry, Ainai.
How about Ainai?
Ainai Ben Hamelech.
Ainai Ben Hamelech. How do you say were?
Hiya.
Hi you.
Because it's plural. Yeah, so it would be simply hi you.
Yes, hi you.
All.
Benot.
Hot ear.
Yes. Ene ben hamelech, hi you, all benot, hot ear. Which means what, Sharon?
The eyes of the sons of the king.
The eyes of the son of the king.
Son of the king, because you can't have a plural.
Actually, you could, but they just didn't put one. Okay.
True.
Hi, you?
Are.
Hi, you?
Were.
Were.
On.
On.
The daughters.
The daughters?
Of the city.
Of the city. Okay. Herb now. Can you make that imperfect? Will be.
Ene.
Ene.
Ben.
Ben.
Hamelech.
Ye
you.
Ye you.
All.
Benot.
Hot ear.
Hot ear. That is correct. And that would simply be the eyes of the son of the king will be upon the daughters of the city. Everybody get that?
Nope.
You will in a minute. I see the pen moving.
I went with singular and not plural.
Because you have to match the verb to eyes, which are plural.
Yep.
But that's a teaching point. Got to make a teaching point when I can. Number 2. Echo me, please. Shame.
Shame.
Ha'av.
Yaakov.
Yaakov.
The shame.
Ha'aim.
Root.
Uh-oh. There weren't any verbs in that sentence. So what does that mean, Herb?
Oh, I should have been quiet. The name of the father.
The name of the father
is Jacob.
Is Jacob.
And the name of the mother.
And the name of the mother
is Ruth.
Is Ruth. Absolutely correct. Karen, let's make that perfect tense.
The name of the father.
But in Hebrew.
Shem Ha'av.
Shem Ha'av.
Haya.
Yaakov.
V'shem.
Ha'aim. Ha'aim.
Ha'ta.
Nope.
Ha'yeta.
Nope. How about Haya?
Hi. Wait, that's the way you pronounce it. That's what I got down there. Right? It's down the
state,
right?
Okay.
That's the Hi. That's that closed syllable with the yod is there. Hi top, right?
Nope. Just Haya.
Just Haya.
Because remember, the verb has to match shame.
And that's name.
Yeah, it's name, singular. So name didn't change, so the verb doesn't change. That's why they gave us this one. They wanted to see if we try and match it to the father and the mother, one being masculine, one being feminine. But name is masculine. The verb has to match the first word of the word pair. So it has to match name. So Shem Ha'av, Hayah Yaakov, V'Shem Ha'aim, Hayah Ruth. Or the name of the father was Jacob. The name of the mother was Ruth. Mm-hmm. Becky, let's make that imperfect. It will be.
Okay, I'm still struggling with this.
You're still struggling with what?
How to make. Okay. All right. Shame.
Ha'av.
Ha'av. Hayah.
Nope.
I'm sorry.
Imperfect.
Shame Ha'av.
Shame Ha'av.
Yaakov.
Nope, got to put a verb before Yaakov. I say will be. The name of the father will be Jacob.
Okay.
Got to know, is shame masculine or feminine?
It's masculine.
Masculine. So what's the signal letter for imperfect for he? Is a yod.
Yod. So it's. Yeah.
So it's yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shame Ha'av Yeah Yaakov.
V'shem.
V'shem.
Yeah.
Nope. V'shem Ha'aim. And the name of the mother.
Ha'aim.
Yeah. Yeah. Root. Right. So they're both Yeah. Shame Ha'av Yeah Yaakov. V'shem Ha'aim Yeah Root. Because, again, shame doesn't change, so the verb won't change. Wasn't that tricky of them? Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. Number three. Echo me, please. Ha-kesef. Mean. He-harim. Who. Ba-adama. Bain. Ha-etzim. That's a nice sentence. Sharon, what does that one mean?
The silver.
From Heharim. The mountains.
It is in the ground.
It is in the ground.
Among the trees.
The trees. Correct. Uh-huh. Now how do we say the silver from the mountains? Was in the ground among the trees. Herb?
Hayinu. I don't.
Well, let me ask this. What noun must the verb match? You've got a phrase, the silver from the mountains. You're trying to match the silver or the mountains?
The silver.
The silver, correct. And the silver is singular. Mm-hmm. Is silver masculine or feminine?
Masculine, I believe.
You are correct. So how do you say he was?
Oh, okay. It's ye.
Perfect
hi-ya.
Tense. Haya. Haya, right. Our karate verb. Haya.
Haya.
So where do you put the haya now?
The That comes after the who, if I'm not mistaken.
Actually, the who gets replaced. The who is that pronoun of emphasis in a noun sentence. Once you make it no longer a noun sentence, but put a verb in it, you don't need that who.
Oh, okay.
So the sentence becomes hakesef, everybody?
Hakesef.
Mean.
Mean.
Heharim.
Heharim.
Haya.
Haya.
Ba'adama.
Ba'adama.
Bain.
Bain.
Ha'etzim.
Ha'etzim.
So remember that who was called a pronoun of emphasis, which appears only in a? Noun sentence.
So once you, even with the imperfect, once you put that imperfect verb in there, that goes away.
Right, it's not a noun sentence anymore. Mm. It's a regular old sentence. I wish they had given us a term for that, but they didn't. Okay. So now, who are we up to? Garen. How do we say will be?
Yeah.
Yeah. And where do we put it?
You drop the who when you put it before the ba'adama.
Drop the who and put it before the ba'adama. That's correct. What does the sentence now read?
In Hebrew or in English?
In Hebrew.
Hakesef.
Hakesef.
Mean.
Mean.
Heharim.
Heharim.
Yihyeh.
Yihyeh.
Ba'adama.
Ba'adama.
Bain.
Bain.
Ha'etzim.
Ha'etzim. Correct.
Bia.
One more time.
Is that Bia?
It's Yihyeh. Mm-hmm. Yihyeh. Because Hakesef is masculine. So how do you say he will be? Yihyeh. The Yod is for he. Mm-hmm. Okay, everybody echo me on number 4. Are we ready? Avadim.
Avadim.
Anachnu.
Anachnu.
Bayom. Vagam. Balila. Ooh, that's bad. Again, everybody. Avadim. Anachnu. Bayom. Vagam. Balila. I should clarify, it's not your Hebrew that's bad, it's the sentence, what it says. So, Becky, what does that sentence say?
Okay. The servants of, would you say our servants?
No. Because it's not these servants and there's no our. Other than that, you're fine. I'll give you a hint.
The servants are us.
No, that's not us.
I'm lost.
We are servants
in the day. Also in the night.
And also in the night. Yes, Anachnu is the subject of the sentence. Don't you wish there was a ha in there somewhere so we could tell the subject from the direct object? Yes. But us and our are actually different words than Anachnu. But, Sharon, this makes a challenge.
Uh-oh.
How do you say we were slaves?
Hayinu.
Hayinu is correct.
After the Anachnu?
No, I would just drop the Anachnu and put the Hayinu first.
Okay. So, Avadim, Hayinu.
I would actually put the Hayinu first.
Before the?
I would. Hayinu, Avadim. Just because I like simple Englishy type sentences.
That's no challenge. Bayom, Vagam, Balayla.
Right. So a sentence simply becomes Hayinu Avadim Bayom Vagam Balila. Excellent. Now Herb, how do we make it say we will be? Ooh.
Niyeh
is correct.
And we drop the Anachnu.
Yeah, I would drop the Anachnu. So the sentence would become
Niyeh. Avadim.
Bayom. Vagam. Balila. Excellent. Wow. Now we come to the first Ain in number 5. Echo me, please. Ain.
Zera.
The Ain. Lechem. What does that mean?
They're starving.
That means they're starving, but.
Yeah. There is no
There is no seed.
And there is no bread.
And there is no bread. Becky, how about making it there was no seed and there was no bread?
Would be Haya Ain Zera or would
no. Ain only goes with a noun yeah, sentence.
Right. So okay, so it would go to Lo Haya.
Lo Haya is correct.
Zera.
Below.
Haya.
Haya. Lechem. That is correct. Ain is only used with noun sentences. You put in a verb and you have to go to lo. Now, Sharon, there will be no seed and there will be no bread.
Lo.
Ye. Ye.
Zera.
Zera.
Below
ye, yeah. Below ye, yeah.
Lechem.
Lechem. That is absolutely correct. Number 6. Ekemi, please. Hine.
Hine.
Dom.
Dom.
Hacherev.
Hacherev.
All.
Pene.
Pene.
Ha'adama.
What does that mean, Herb?
Behold.
Behold.
The blood of the sword.
The blood of the sword
is on the face of the earth.
Is on the face of the earth.
Is
that'll work.
Mm-hmm. What else would it be if it wasn't there?
You can translate hine as there is. But it works either way.
Question.
Go ahead.
Is that... Oh, that's a word pair there, right?
Dom ha cherev.
Blood of
yes.
The sword?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So if you were to change it to here is, it would still, okay, it would be here is the blood?
You would say, there is the blood of the sword on the face of the earth.
There is, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The authors translate it as, behold, there is the blood of the sword on the face of the earth. So they translate hine both ways. Okay. But that works just fine.
Then you can do that. Both. I mean, use both of them.
If you're the authors.
I mean, is it okay?
It's okay. Remember, you're just trying to get across the meaning.
Okay.
And what does behold really mean?
Look.
Look at it. Here's something. So, behold, here is... Behold, there is.
A little
same
bit
thing.
More intensive than see.
Pay attention.
It's behold.
Yeah.
See that? It's behold that.
Behold.
Yes. Okay. Excitement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Emphasis.
Okay, Herb, how do we make it there was?
Oh, I got to do there was. That's number 6 again.
Well, it's a voluntary class. You don't have to, but...
I would put the haya before the all.
You would put haya before the all. That's what I did as well.
Okay.
So how does the sentence then read?
It would be hine. Dom.
Dom.
Hacherev. Haya.
Haya.
All.
Pene.
Ha-adama.
Ha-adama. Correct. Karen, how do you make that imperfect? Will be.
You put the yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Yeah, not ye. Okay. Before all.
Before the all. Yes, you were correct. I was just echoing it for the tape in case they can't pick up your voice. I don't know how well the audience picks up your guys' voice. But I don't want to get nasty emails.
Now you tell
us. So how does the sentence read now in the imperfect, Karen?
Hine.
Hine.
Dom.
Hacherev. Hacherev.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All.
Pene.
Pene.
Ha'adama. Ha'adama. That's correct. Number 7. Echo me, please. Ani.
Ani.
All.
All.
Yad. Hamayim.
Hamayim.
Ve'ata
baderech.
What is that?
I am near.
I am near.
The water.
The water.
And you.
And you.
Are in the road.
Are in the road or on the road. Uh-oh, that sounds like we have two noun sentences in that thing. So, Sharon, how do you make it perfect tense?
Ani.
Ani.
Hayiti.
Hayiti.
Al-Yad.
Al-Yad.
Hamayim.
Hamayim.
Va'ata.
Va'ata.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Hayita.
Hayita.
Baderek.
Baderek. That's correct. Mm-hmm. Herb, how do we make it imperfect? Will be.
Ani.
Ani.
Eh-yeh.
Eh-yeh.
Al-Yad.
Al-Yad.
Hamayim.
Hamayim.
Ve'ata.
Ve'ata.
Tiyah.
Tiyah.
Baderek.
Absolutely correct. Number 8, everybody echo me, please. Ein.
Ein.
Mishpat.
Mishpat.
Birushalayim.
Birushalayim.
Ve'ein.
Ve'ein.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Benefesh.
Benefesh.
Ha'am.
Ha'am.
What does that mean?
There is no justice in Jerusalem.
There is no justice in Jerusalem.
And there is no peace.
And there is no peace.
In the soul of the nation.
In the soul of the nation or the people. Excellent. Let's make that perfect tense, Becky.
Lo haya.
Lo haya.
Mishpat.
Mishpat.
Birushalayim.
Birushalayim.
Velo.
Velo.
Haya.
Haya.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Benefesh.
Benefesh.
Ha'am.
Ha'am. Correct. Sharon, how do you make it imperfect?
Lo.
Lo.
Yiyah.
Yiyah.
Mishpat.
Mishpat.
Birushalayim.
Velo. Velo.
Yiyah.
Yiyah.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Benefesh.
Benefesh.
Ha'am.
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 Yeah. That, I mean, looks so much like a Y, but it's not. Number 9. Everybody ready? Zot.
Zot. Zot.
Habehema.
Habehema.
Asher.
Asher.
Achla.
Achla.
Et.
Et.
Hakol.
Hakol.
What does that sentence mean?
This is the animal.
This is the animal.
That ate everything.
That ate everything. Now let's make it was.
Haita.
Now, honey, you put a haita, so the whole sentence reads.
First?
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Instead of this, zot.
Habehema.
Hmm.
The animal. Oh, then I have to put the verb in there. Zot haita.
Zot haita.
Haita. Habehema.
Habehema.
Asher.
Asher.
Akal.
Akla.
Akla. Et.
Et. Hakol, that's correct. So the beginning is zot haita. Zot haita. This was the animal. I assume this was the animal they'd ate everything because then they ate the animal, right? Once it got all fat. Becky, make it imperfect. This will be.
Zot ye.
Zot. Zot what? Tia, because zot is feminine, yeah. Right? Zot tia.
Habehema.
Habehema.
Asher.
Asher.
Akla et hakol.
I would change akla to tochal to make them consistent and tense, but okay.
Right.
Number 10. Are we ready? Everybody take a deep breath. Here we go. Eile.
Eile.
Hadevarim.
Asher.
Asher.
Amar.
Amar.
Avraham.
Lasarah.
Lasara.
What is that, Sharon?
This is.
Mm-mm.
These are.
These are. Elas, these. These are.
The words.
The words.
That.
That.
Abraham.
Abraham.
or said.
Said, not spoke.
To Sarah.
To Sarah. What's the word for spoke?
I don't know.
Debar.
Debar.
Remember, we've been learning that in Deuteronomy. Let's make it was, Herb.
Okay.
These were.
Ela.
Ela.
Hayu.
Hadevarim.
Asher.
Asher.
Amar.
Amar.
Avraham.
Avraham.
Le Sarah.
Le Sarah. Okay. Okay. Let's make it imperfect.
It would be
Yihu. Yihu. Uh-huh. Why would it be Yihu? Because it's plural. So the whole sentence would be?
Ela.
Ela.
Hadevarim.
Don't we need a verb in between?
Yeah. Yi-yu.
Uh-huh. Ela, yi-yu.
Hadevarim.
Asher. Asher.
Amar.
Yomar. Since we changed tenses.
Right, I have that down there. Yomar. Avraham.
Avraham.
Lasara.
Lasara.
Yomar?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're saying these will be the words which Abraham said. You know, it could work out that way, but that sounds like my English teacher would roll over in her grave, but I'm just glad she's dead, but I shouldn't have said that on tape. Okay. Oh, well. You can always edit it out later, right? We are up to exercise number 8, our favorite, where we get to rewrite the sentences. Not near time enough. You need some hot chocolate. Okay. Fair enough. Exercise 8 says rewrite the sentences below, replacing the underlined word with each word in the list that follows. Read the sentence aloud and translate. So the first thing we want to do is simply read sentence number 1. It says, Ra'iti
Anochi
et Cherev
Hazahav
Va'az
Aliti
Im HaCherev
HaHara.
Sharon will, okay. Karen wants to start. Well, Sharon was pointing at you, so. Sharon, what is Ra'iti Anochi? What does just that part mean?
I saw.
Ha-cherev.
The sword.
Hazahav.
Of gold.
Yes, so the sword of gold. I saw the sword of gold. Va'az.
And then.
Aliti.
I went up.
Im.
With
HaCherev,
the sword,
HaHara.
Toward the mountain.
You did good. Letter Aleph, Herb. What is your word?
We're replacing with Atah.
We're replacing Anochi, I, with Atah, which means?
You.
So Ra'iti becomes?
Ra'ita.
And Aliti becomes?
Alita.
What else changes?
Nothing.
Nothing, that's right. Becky, letter Beit, what is your word, please?
He.
He, which means?
She.
So Ra'iti becomes?
Ra'a.
I'm sorry, does it? I thought he meant she. And Ra'a is masculine. How do you say she saw? Ra'ita is correct. Ra'ata is actually. Ra'ita is you, ra'ata she. So Aliti becomes.
I'm just forgetful.
Alta. So it reads. ra'ata et cherev hazahav, va'az alta im ha'cherev ha'hara.
Thank you.
Letter Gimel. Who wants to try that one? Sharon.
Anachnu
means
we.
Ra'inu.
And then Ali becomes Alinu.
Alinu, right. Ra'inu and Alinu. This is just refreshing our recollection. Herb, letter Dalet, please.
We're doing who.
Who, which means?
Yes, who?
He. So how do you say he saw?
Ra'ah.
He went up.
Allah.
Correct. Letter, hey, Karen, what's your word?
Haim,
which is?
They.
How do you say they saw?
Ra'u.
They went up.
Alu.
Correct. Go to number two. Echo me, please. It says Ko. Amar. Moshe. El. B'nai.
Yisrael.
Zeh.
Halechem.
Asher.
Atem.
Tochlu.
Bamidbar.
What does that mean?
Thus said Moses.
Thus said Moses
to the children of Israel.
To the children of Israel.
This is the bread.
This is the bread.
Which you. Masculine plural.
Y'all. Okay.
Will eat. In the desert.
In the desert. Correct. Back to Sharon. Letter Aleph. What is your word?
Ani.
So Atem gets replaced by Ani. So the only word in the whole thing that changes is Tochlu, which changes to
Ochal.
Ochal is correct. Letter Beit Her. What is your word?
Anachnu
means
we.
How do you say we will eat?
Anachnu Nochal.
Nochal is correct. Letter Gimel, Karen, what is your word?
Haim,
which means?
They.
How do you say they will eat?
Yochlu
is correct. Becky Dalet, what is your word?
Is he.
He, which means?
She.
So
it's going to be Tikal.
Tochal. And hey, Sharon, what is your word?
Who
is?
He.
He.
And it's
Yochal is correct. Every other word remains the same.
I like
this. Yes, not so many changes. Except when we come to number three, they change all over the place. So echo me, please. Shamati. Et. Ruach. Halayla. Patachti. Et. Hasha'ar. Halachti. El. Hayam. Visham. Yeshavti. Ad. Hayom. What does that sentence mean?
I heard. The wind of the night.
The wind of the night.
I opened the gate. I went to the sea. And there I sat. Until today.
So there are four verbs that are I did something. I bet they're going to change the I to something else. How much you want to bet? Okay. Letter Aleph. What is your word, Aleph? Eshma. What's Eshma?
I will hear.
So they stayed with I, but they went to the imperfect. How do you say I will open?
Eftach
is correct. I will go.
Eilech
is correct. I will sit.
Shave.
Yes, a shave is correct. Becky, what is your word? Letter Beit.
Shema.
Oh, neat. That's the easy one. Shema. How do you say he opened?
Patach.
Patach, he walked.
Halak,
he sat.
Yeshav.
Yay. Gimel, Sharon, what's your word?
Yashma.
One more time.
Yishma.
Yishma, what's Yishma?
He will hear.
He will hear. I say he will open.
Yishtach.
Yiftach.
Yiftach.
He will go.
Yelech.
He will sit.
Yeshev.
Correct. Letter Dalet. Is this getting a little easier than it was 3 or 4 chapters ago? Yeah, okay. Dalet, what's your word, please?
Shemanu.
What's Shemanu?
Shemanu is a new word here. Shemanu.
Who's Shemad, huh?
We heard.
We heard. Correct. We heard. So how do you say we opened?
Patachnu.
Patachnu. We went.
Halachnu.
Halachnu. We sat.
Yeshavnu.
Good. Letter Hey. What's your word?
Tishma'u.
Tishma'u. What's Tishma'u?
That's Ya'al will hear.
That's Ya'al will hear. How about Ya'al will open?
Titachu.
Ya'al will walk.
Telchu.
Ya'al will sit. Teishvu. We got a vu. We got to put the u on it. Did we do that on halak?
I thought so.
I thought we did too.
So what
is halak? Yep. Correct. Teishvu. Got to get that u in there to make it what? What does the u make it?
Plural.
Only one more. Vav. What's that word?
Shemata.
What's Shemata? What's Shemata?
Masculine singular.
You masculine singular.
So it's Patakta? Mm-hmm. Halakta?
Palak, I'm sorry, Patakta, Halakta, and?
Yeshavta.
Excellent. On to number 4. Echoing, please. Hine.
Hine.
Atah.
Atah.
Tiyah.
Tiyah.
Hakohen.
Hakohen.
Va'az. Teda.
Et.
Kol.
Hadevarim.
Batorah. What is that?
Behold.
You.
Will be.
The priest.
And. You will know.
Then you will know.
All of
the words
in the Torah.
Right. Correct. Ooh, what do we change now? Letter Aleph is what?
He.
Who, which means he. Correct. Who in Hebrew means he in English. So how do you say he will be?
Yeah.
How do you say he will know?
Yeda.
Oh, and that's all that changes. Aw. Letter Beit, what's our word?
Anachnu,
which means?
We.
So, how do you say we will be?
Niyeh.
Niyeh is correct. Hakohen has to change. Hakohanim. That's right, because it's plural now. And Teda becomes? Neda, that's correct. Letter Gimel, what's your word?
Ani.
Ani, which means?
I.
How do you say I will be?
Haiti.
No.
Imperfect.
Imperfect.
Yeah.
Yeah is correct. Hakohen remains because it's singular. How do you say, I will know?
Is Ada.
Ada is correct. Ada is correct. Sharon, back to Dalet. What is your word, please?
Haim,
which means?
They.
How do you say, they will know?
You.
How do you say, they will know? Yedu is correct.
And it has to be Kohanim, right?
It has to be HaKohanim. Why? You're correct.
Because they is a plural group.
They is a plural group is correct. Mm-hmm. One more. Hey, what do we got?
Hey, we have Atem.
Atem, which is?
You masculine plural.
You masculine plural. So Tia becomes?
T-U.
HaKohen becomes?
Kohanim.
And Teda becomes?
Teid-U.
That's correct. I think I've tortured you enough.
Yes.
So we'll pick up next week, Lord willing, with exercise number 8, line 5. Unless there's any questions.